North Korea's got this reputation as the Hermit Kingdom. Still, several Western journalists were invited to Pyongyang this week to observe the Communist Party Congress there. Not that they've been allowed to see much of anything, but there are places where folks can chat, sing, and even hold hands with North Koreans. I'm talking about restaurants outside of North Korea that funnel cash to the government back home. From Bangkok, the world's Patrick Nguyen has our story.
It's a bit surreal hearing North Koreans sing Country Roads, Take Me Home. But these aren't average North Koreans. They're an all-female brigade of singing waitresses, each handpicked and trained by the world's most tyrannical regime, which has taught them to sing John Denver and the Beatles. These women are deployed to dozens of restaurants across Asia, from Bangkok to Saigon.
It is an easy way to get a taste of this bizarre, very strange culture that is North Korea, so people are drawn to it.
That's Sung Yoon Lee, a North Korea expert at Tufts University. He says these restaurants make millions. It goes directly back to Pyongyang, which desperately needs the cash.
The waitresses are closely vetted by the state. They are highly trained. They are people who would be very competitive music students at a leading conservatory in Boston or New York.
They're also trained to be charming.
They very naturally get the customers one by one to come up and, you know, twist and twirl around, dance a little bit with them. And I have a feeling that everything's videotaped.
Oh, there is surveillance going on inside these restaurants.
I would be stunned if North Korean restaurants were not bugged.
In Bangkok, I actually witnessed an American guy in his 40s waltzing with a North Korean hostess. No idea he might be videotaped. Really, a little espionage isn't so shocking. After all,
North Korea is the most perfect totalitarian state that the world has ever seen.
So eating at a North Korean state restaurant is ethically dicey. Not only do the franchises fund a repressive state, but the waitresses have very little freedom.
The restaurants are closely watched because these young, quite attractive waitresses could very easily defect.
In fact, Pyongyang is reeling from one of its most embarrassing defection cases ever. Last month, 12 waitresses at a restaurant in China just walked out. Across Asia, North Korean restaurants are suddenly closing without explanation. But I do find one in Thailand that's still open.
Hello.
The place is quiet. Most of the staff are gone, and the singing and dancing, canceled. I sit down and order some food.
One of the boiled pork head.
The waitress is perfectly poised, wearing a silk dress and a smile. I start to talk to her, but she's clearly uncomfortable.
Do you ever use Facebook?
No, she says. The internet is a frivolous place. Well, do you like American songs? No, she says. True patriots do not need to look outside their culture.
Can I ask another question? Do you miss home?
Miss home? Well, this restaurant, she says, it's like an extension of North Korea. I can clearly see I'm making her nervous, and I start to feel guilty. She whispers something to her manager and then vanishes into the back. So I decide to just out myself and ask the manager for a real interview.
So you mean you want an interview, right?
Yes, interview.
We don't accept it.
No interviews?
Yes.
Oh, why not?
It's our rights and our freedom. Why do we have to join the interview?
We don't give interviews, he says. The U.S. media lies too much. What's more, he says, you're rude. You ask political questions. Questions about how the government trains women to sing. He says, that's politics, isn't it?
I don't mean the trouble. Is it something that we have a reason. That's why we don't want to answer.
He's getting agitated. His jaw is noticeably quivering. I kind of feel bad again, pressing him like this. But I tell him, look, talking about Facebook, music, these are normal topics people would discuss with friends. And that's when he laughs at me.
We are not friends, right? We are just meet and the customer, and so on.
We're not friends, he says. And of course, he's right. They may sing with us, they may twirl and dance with us, but that does not make us friends. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok.